You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No, I take it all, but no, I really yelled yesterday. It's been 2 days of anger. Now I just dropped the papers and now I'm mad again.
Get the papers,
Kenny.
Gotta
go get the papers.
Come on.
Has anybody owned one line? Do you know that guy from any other movie?
No, but I'd like to see.
Has anybody owned a line like that in their
lives? I'd like to see a prequel. I want to know how he got to that point. Really, the entire crew of the Lufthansa heist, I want a prequel.
Well, I know how it all ended.
Give me their other, because those guys have probably screwed up seven other things.
Yeah.
So show me that. Show me that and how, why in the world there was trust in them to pull that off. Which they did pull it off.
What are you talking to the security guy?
Which was amazing. They were able to pull it off.
Yeah. Wasn't Johnny Roast Beef, who was the guy who was the bad guy in Dumb and Dumber. What's that guy's name? Anyway, I'm sorry. Again, audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Yeah, no, I was screaming and yelling the last 2 days and then they won two games in a row and now it's like, oh, okay. Is everything going to be fine? Like, you watch.
So are they
That's
now?
That's what they do.
Are they now trying to win again?
Oh, I never thought they. People were saying they were tanking. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Like, people were like, oh, they're trying to lose games on purpose. Like, they're not trying to lose games on purpose. They're just not good. There's no reason for them to lose games on purpose. Are they trying to get what? So they can get the number one overall pick again? Like, I don't know how that's. I mean, I guess you could, but you got to wait till next June. Like, or next year. I don't think it's a thing where you really go out there and try to lose. Like, the Rockies and the White Sox last year, like, okay, fine. Like, you're that bad. You're not that bad.
Isn't there a lottery
now? You're just not good, and it's upsetting people.
In Major League Baseball, anyway, not like our fans follow. You know, not like there's a huge portion of the fan base that follows the up and coming prospects. Didn't we get the first pick? Wasn't Bazana the very?
Yeah, he was number one overall.
Yeah, well, we didn't have the worst record in baseball, so that you're not even guaranteed anything anymore.
Which, by the way, there is a number of Travis Bazana. I won't say haters, but dislikers. Like, they went over the top 25 draft picks or the number one draft picks over, like, the last 25 years, and already they were like,
Oh, is he a bust already?
Oh, it's the last 10 draft picks. And this is, I think it's Mike Exesa, yeah, because he's, like, the only guy at CBS. And he had written about the Guardians, and he had written about Travis Bazana, and it's the question, was it the right pick? And he wrote, to be determined. He wrote several 2024 draft picks have already reached the big leagues, but none of these guys have a full professional season under their belt yet. If the 2024 draft was held again today, he says he suspects Reds righty Chase Burns would be the number one overall pick.
A redrafting.
Cincinnati took him number two overall. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. So, I mean, but he does mention the oblique injury. Said, coming out of Oregon State, he was great. 28 homers in only 60 games there. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. It's a long process.
Seems a little premature.
It seems a bit.
Travis Bazana off as a bust.
For the draft, there is a lottery now, but it's only so the worst 18 teams go in for the top six picks.
Of course.
And then after that, goes to record.
Man, that really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, the top 22 teams have an 8% chance of landing in the top 16, and then they flip a coin.
It does not say anything about frozen envelopes.
No. God, do I hate draft lotteries. I really do. They become worse and worse as time goes on. But no, they're not losing on purpose. They're just they're not that great.
Well, they have think about it now. They clearly went toe to toe with Detroit. They lost every game. But their pitching was
great,
stifling the hell out of a good offense. And now they get the Astros in two games, and they've been the better team the first two games against the Astros.
The hitting. Oh my God.
Right.
Oh my God. And there's a couple of guys that I know we've been upset with, but it's like, all right, if we're making changes, like there's a couple of guys like you stay. It's easy to stay like Stephen Kwan and Jose. That's obvious. But like, and it's easy to say Angel Martinez after a grand slam. There's something about that young man you just like. I sound like Jeff Phelps right there, don't I? There's something about him, man. There's an excitement. I don't know what it is.
You like the cut of his jib.
I like the cut of his jib, man. I like what he brings to the table. Joey Cantillo did the best he could, then he fell off. I mean, they used like 18 pitchers yesterday because they needed to get the win. But either way.
Wasn't the guy they were going up against, Hunter Brown, wasn't he sensational?
He was supposed to be really, really good going into it, and they caught him on a bad day.
Did he have the lowest ERA in all of baseball for anybody qualified?
He had one of them, and they caught him on a bad day, and he was just getting batted around, man. He was throwing strikes. Yeah. He was just getting hit. It was great. It was great to watch. I know that things got tight at the end because they had to go to 10 innings, but then when Angel Martinez hits a grand slam, I like the cut of that young man's jib. That's what I'm always going to be saying about Angel Martinez. I wish John Kenzie Noel would change his batting stance, but that's a... And I know that
well,
one of the...
Well, how about what did you think was going to happen when Rodriguez came up? I'll tell you, it went more pitches than I thought it would right before. I'm like, all right, that's out number two. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, but either way, but glad they got it done. Oh, you know what? There's another guy I'm a little bit defensive about. He's not that great, and so it sounds like you're talking about a little league baseball player here. Can I just say this before we get back into the viral fight that took over the podcast yesterday after the show? I do enjoy the hut. No, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to get killed because then I just sound like I'm making a bunch of excuses for him because there's still people that are very mad at him and don't care that they've won back to back games and think that we shouldn't care and we should hold them accountable, and that's fair. Guys, it's only been two wins, but it's nice to win. I enjoy Owen's about to kill me. Come in here and strangle me. I enjoy how hard Brian Rocchio plays. I don't think he half-asses anything. I just think he whole-asses the thing and two-asses. He tries to too much of an ass of it, and then he makes an ass of himself.
Why would I kill you for that?
Really?
Yeah.
It just sounds like I'm talking about kid on my son's team.
Because I don't know if you remember, but a month and a half into the season.
You have a lot of baseball takes. So
I said, I needed a break from Brian Rocchio. I just needed a break from him.
We got a break.
We took a little break, and now he seems to be, I don't want to say he's fixed, but.
Well, because it's like.
He took his break and went and realized, hey, man, maybe I'm overthinking things.
Well, last year when that article came out where he's like, I want to be like Jose Ramirez, and we literally laughed, yeah, out loud.
We
like
did
chuckling,
laugh and laugh and laugh.
Belly laughs starting to come around. But it's like, all right, I want the guy to at least. I mean, there's plenty of guys who they get in the doldrums and they start sucking up the room. I'm not going to name names, but there's a couple of guys even on this team that have done that. And I just don't really get that from Brian Rocchio. He boots plays. He's had stupid base running in the past. He's not that great of a hitter. I know his postseason last year was very good and it was very nice because I think he's a hard-nosed baseball player. He's a try-hard guy, and this is about as well as he can do. And God bless him. And on a team that lost 10 in a row, I'm looking for anything that's going to get me excited a little bit. So fine, I'm going to say nice things about Brian Rocchio. So if you go to the podcast, and I want you guys to do this at 10, not now because we're talking to you live. On the free Odyssey app, it's live every Tuesday, Thursday, 92.3 The Fan Extra on that free Odyssey app. There is a viral fight that's going around the internet right now, and it's with Canadians on a golf course. And one of the guys who is the aggressor, because we broke it down blow by blow by blow. The guy who is the one who ends the fight is a man named Nick Tarnaski, who is from Rocky Mountain House, Alberta, Canada, which just sounds like he's the hard ass of hard asses. Rocky Mountain House, Alberta, Canada sounds like a tough town. And there's a drunk on a golf course who's playing slow. The guy playing slow is tired of being chirped at. He turns around and he decides that he's going to now fight somebody from the other foursome of the golfers that are there at this golf course in Canada, a man with a tattoo sleeve. And he goes and he decides that of all the people he's going to fight, he didn't know this, and he found out very quickly he was going to fight the former NHL player, and not just any former NHL player. This man is an enforcer and spent plenty of time both with the show. I posted one of his videos. Like he's an enforcer. Like it's like go out there and protect this. Like it, he's one of them guys. And the guy proceeds to get tossed into the lake. He emerges from the lake like Swamp Thing. And then gets grabbed, and when Tarnaski grabs him by the collar, I go, oh, this is a hockey player. Because in the first video that you see that's online, you can't really hear the Canadian accents. There's another video that shows the lead up to it, and the Canadian is thick.
So drive the f*** up there, or you're going to get booted the f*** out of here.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
Enough. You're not a tough guy. Hurry up. I'll promise you that.
Hurry up.
He's pretty tough.
He's not tough.
He's pretty tough. You're not as tough as this guy.
I love that because we had watched this video a thousand times. I hadn't heard any of the audio. Kenny, I think you might have heard it once. You knew the bang bang part.
Yes.
I saw it illustrated, or at least the transcript.
Yes.
I had not heard. You got to hear everything.
Yes.
It changes some of the dynamic of all of this.
So I'm a lefty, so I got to do this left-handed. He grabs him by the right, and then when he grabs him by the right at the collar, I went, oh, God, this is a hockey player. Because, I didn't hear the Canadian at first. Reaches back, 1-2, feeds him 2 good shots. Guy hits the ground. Guy gets back up. And when he gets back up to approach, he grabs him by the collar again and then feeds him 3 good ones. And he's not only doing it, like when Booker T was in TNA and took the microphone in and started laying people out and doing the play-by-play of his own laying people out, the guy starts doing the Mike Breen bang, bang, bang as he hits the guy in the face.
Bang! Bang!
Come on, man.
Bang!
A nice ode to Mike Breen who's hanging him up, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
Come on, man.
Well, here is the thing. The enforcer in this case, and we had debated whether he was an offensive lineman. I still want to see, like, go back to his high school days. Was he playing some football of some sort? But the hockey in him, he couldn't believe. It has probably been so many years since he has had a free go at it.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is,
he's 40.
Everybody sees the video. Everybody sees he gets charged at. He's got to be going, kid in a candy store. I get to tee off on some dude who I want to fight. I've wanted to fight for however long we've been out on the golf course. But, you know, it's not the whole, oh, my fists are, you know, a registered weapon. But eventually, you know, a guy like that probably wants to get some things off his chest, but he can't. He knows. Mm-hmm. I'm a hockey player. People know this. I can't go around picking fights. I'm not 20 years old. But what if somebody picks a fight with me? How amazing. I get to just ragdoll. I get to toy with this dude. He keeps coming back for more. His playing group can't believe it. My playing group can't believe it. I have carte blanche to do something I have wanted to do. I haven't been able to do since my professional days. When did he retire?
He retired a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, this is Tarnaski 74 here. I'm showing Lima the video now. This is a guy where if you just Google Nick Tarnaski, there's like 10 videos of this fight on the golf course. And then the rest is just his fights in the NHL and AHL.
Enough! Get out!
And this guy is just laying people out. He did lose. Well, if you hit the ice first, do you technically lose?
Yeah,
if you lose balance,
that's when the officials intervene.
Yeah.
So you have up until that time. So the goal is to either stay up on your feet and inflict as much damage as possible.
If you are the one that is not bloody and the other guy is bloody, then I think we all decide that you're the winner, even if you hit the ice first.
Watch, I'm now he's with the Rangers. And Tarnaski's going to proceed to knock out a man named Cody Bass. And this is a man who made his living throwing fists. And
seeing a lot of the same moves, Kenny.
This is why you can't, guys. I want you to go watch a video, and I want this to be a reminder to you. It's hot out there. I know you guys are in golf outings now. You're getting tuned up. You're having a couple of drinks. You don't know who you're fighting
out
there.
It's that time of the year.
You don't fight strangers.
Bang! Bang! Come on, man.
Bang! Now that I have the audio, and then I got to see part two, which lingered on, and we can't get to it now, but I'll tell you.
The prequel. That's the prequel you wanted.
Well, but it's almost as good as Star Wars.
But then we also see afterwards as these guys won't leave, and there's somebody, and it's not the guy you're thinking of. There's somebody who I actually think is more responsible for this than anybody else. But they are...
Can we break down the prequel in the next hour?
Well, there is a ruckus. This is so loud, and nobody comes to help. No marshals come over. There might not have been any at that time of day. I don't know when this was, whether it was the weekend
the internet,
or a weekday.
It had to be over the weekend. I think maybe it was the day before. Maybe it was on Monday.
Knows?
I'm not sure.
Who knows? I'm wondering, is this just a Punch Palace golf course where they're like, hey... They will have their disputes settled on their own. We are not going to intervene.
I don't know what they do.
They
in Canada.
Are all, there's eight guys, and you're seeing dudes get judo thrown into the lake. Judo thrown, and nobody does anything. So I think the owner of the golf course or the manager or the marshal is just like, yeah, just another Wednesday here in Alberta.
There is no course marshal. This is martial law.
He's not tough. He's pretty tough.
Where is the drink girl? Because you imagine, because this dude was definitely hitting on the drink girl the entire time. The guy that wanted to fight the NHL player, that guy was hitting on anything that was offering a drink to him. That guy probably smuggled who knows what onto the golf course because he was not of the right frame of mind from the get-go in this.
Come on, man.
I love Canadians, man. I do. I love them. I haven't met a Canadian I don't like. It's good stuff. Have I? Is there a Canadian I don't like that I'm not thinking of right now?
Chris Van Vliet. That's the one.
I like Chris Van Vliet a lot.
Oh.
Yes.
That's not who you've been talking about on the break?
No.
Oh. Different guy. Okay.
He is Canadian. That's right.
Oh,
Chris
is
Canadian.
Sexiest man alive at one point.
He's a very good looking man. Let's call it what it is. Bill Ryder going to join us this morning, 9:22. We will talk Cavs with him. 6:40. Do we already owe an apology to the mix-up of the ownership in the front office with the Cleveland Guardians? Coming up in 5 minutes, it's not about keeping score with a general manager who you may not trust. It's about getting someone really good really quickly. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work in the free Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are on a cold streak, Lima and I. He gave it away on the first guest or the first person a month ago. And then 2 weeks ago when Lima was out, I messed the whole thing up. So we are on a cold streak right now. So you better get in while the getting's good at 7:45 because you're the first one up. You might be the first one who wins. And that's coming up at 7:45 this morning. Also, Justin Ladd is going to join us. Locked On Guardians podcast. We'll talk about this Guardians team and when Chase DeLauder is going to be able to get up here and play for this Guardians team and whether or not people even want to see him after these last two wins. They need to see him after these last two wins. We'll find out more about that coming up at 6:43 as well. It's to me, it's not about keeping score with a general manager here because I want to play this audio of Mary Kay Cabot with the midday show yesterday. She says the Browns may very well be in the market for a high-value wide receiver.
Yeah, I like McLaurin a lot, too, and the Browns will always check into anything like that. They will always do that, but I don't get the sense that they're clamoring for a big, high-priced receiver this season. I think if they're going to do something like that, it's going to be next season when they also add potentially their quarterback of the future. I think this year they're probably not going to break the bank on somebody like that. But, of course, when a Terry McLaurin comes along, you have to at least consider it. You have to at least look into it, weigh the pros and cons, and determine, you know, what that might look like over the next, you know, 4 years or something like that. So I wouldn't rule it out, but I don't get the sense right now that they're looking to add a big, high-priced receiver.
I look at a guy like Terry McLaurin, and this is the wrong audience to say the following things for, because you guys all know who Terry McLaurin is, and you know how good he really is. You're Ohio State fans. You know that he's been a very good wide receiver. He and he's been playing in quarterback hell up until Jaden Daniels here this last year, and he's been a high-volume guy, a solid wide receiver, a guy who catches everything thrown to him. He has not been bad in the media. He has not been bad over in D.C. He's been perfect for them, and he's dealt with some serious crap over in Washington throughout most with up until this last season, all of his career, with the exception of this last year. There is a contract conversation they are having there. I thought before, like, man, I have to weigh my problems with wide receiver situations with Andrew Berry in the past. Like, Andrew Berry is like, guys, he's just not good at picking them, it seems. Third round guys, you should still be able to get some value. I mean, Donovan Peoples-Jones, you had a good season with him. And then we wish him well in his future endeavors up there in Detroit and anywhere else he ends up playing. And that was a sixth round guy. But I mean, you had a third round guy who basically set this entire thing off in motion when he alligator armed a pass against the Houston Texans so many years ago. And here we are now, this many years later. Cedric Tillman, he is a guy who's hopefully going to develop to something, but I don't know how many people are holding their breath for him. We'll see. Big body guy. David Bell, I love David Bell coming out of college, but David Bell has a hurt knee and is always hurt. Andrew Berry has struck out when drafting wide receivers. But the trades, Jerry Jeudy, great. Amari Cooper, up until the very end, great. He's been good with trades. At 29, though, is it worth it to go get Terry McLaurin? Pay Terry McLaurin a lot of money on this football team, knowing that it's probably not going to be that many years with Terry McLaurin on this team. Do the timelines match, Anthony?
I'd say timelines don't. I go back and look at when the Browns went and got Jarvis Landry, right? And Jarvis was 26 years old. Well, they were 25 when they ended up getting him, but you know, turned 26 that first year. So we had Jarvis through the end of his prime. He was 26, 27, 28, and 29. Then after that, he goes to New Orleans and then never to be heard from again. That 30, that sticks with you at that position more than anywhere else. And you're right, man. Everything you said about McLaurin, because people like me, Ohio State guys.
You're killing me here.
I don't follow all of them afterwards. There's just too many of them now in the NFL. He's one I kept following because I'm like, man, look at these catches. Look at how sure-handed. Look at all the stuff. He looks like the consummate pro. Why can't somebody rescue him? And then what happened last year? Seems like he was rescued. He had 13 touchdowns because he finally had a quarterback.
I remember we talked about getting him out of there when the Browns were good.
Right, right. Absolutely we did. Because he was getting 1,000 yards every year. And I know, you know, there's a lot of guys that can get 1,000 yards on bad football teams. Terrell Pryor had 1,000 yards on a bad football team as a wide receiver one year. But it was different with Terry McLaurin. You're like, this guy could play anywhere. You could see him in the playoffs making big catches. And now, lo and behold, he is going to turn 30 in September. So this is like, imagine getting Jarvis Landry at 30.
Yeah.
You'd be getting him at the wrong time, right?
And he's going to cost you money.
Oh, yeah. Now
he's
going
to cost you money.
You'd be getting him at his most expensive.
I know, but I want him. I want him. He's a football, like, this is not even just living the gimmick, guys. I know you're going to look at me funny. He's like a football guy's wide receiver, man. Yeah. We pay attention to all these big-name wide receiver. He's played in relative obscurity for a terrible franchise. Up until this last year, they got a lot of things fixed, clearly. But before that, he played in relative obscurity for a terrible franchise. That the pall that they cast over everything that they ever did was bigger than anything Terry McLaurin could have done for him. And now he's like this. He is known by the populace of fans in the NFL and across the country. And I'm like, now I wanted him before, and now I really want him now. Because I got four quarter. Because I'm thinking about it like this. I got four quarterbacks. I got to give him the best chance to do it. There's a wide receiver room that once you get after the first wide receiver, I think you really start to question what you have. I still don't think you question what you have with Terry McLaurin, but you're right. He turns 30 wins in mid-September, so I think right as the season's starting, he's going to turn 30 years old, and then you have to pay him money. And I could say I don't care about because he's turning 30, I can't imagine he costs that many picks. I mean, if you have all that...
It's more about the money.
If you have all that faith in Jaden Daniels, and they do over there, it's like, okay, well, you can get the picks and do what you can with Jaden Daniels. But if you're a Commanders fan, you're sitting there going, why are we taking any sort of a risk of a step back? We were just in the NFC Championship game, for crying out loud. So it makes more sense. Like, in all honesty, when things go, when the dust kind of clears, I think that Terry McLaurin ends up getting his money from Washington. But damn it, I really want him. I really want him. And there's so many red flags, Tone, that would tell me, Kenny's 30. Kenny, you don't know who your quarterback is. Kenny, you have been telling people here for the last umpteen months after the draft, so it's not that many months, but you've been telling people after the draft, it doesn't matter as of right now, and until they go out there and change my opinion on that, it is still, as of now, July 9th, you are taking a quarterback with your first pick in the first round in 2026. I've said all these things. And so if it's about getting a quarterback next year, which it is, it doesn't make sense. But damn it, do I want him.
Now, and what...
I want him.
Yeah, what would be your expectation? Because he's obviously been awesome. Is his game...
To do what Lance was talking about yesterday, which was getting the easy yards and then making them the dirty yards.
Yeah, well, okay, the easy yards is... Are you willing to pay somebody $30 million a year? Because that's what he's looking for. I mean, Mike Evans got 24. Mike Evans game,
damn it,
he has aged gracefully. It has been a perfect setup over there with Mike Evans. And he's 32. He's turning 32 come August.
Mike Evans should probably be a Hall of Famer by the time it's all said and done.
We've been talking about that a ton over the last few years with all his numbers that have added up.
Damn it, you're killing me here, because everything in my good sense tells me to not do it, and I still want him so bad. Because I you say $30 million, and
well,
you say 30 years old.
For, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, we can search in one hand and wish in the other. You say $30 million and 30 years old. Can I counter it? Jerry Jeudy. Cedric Tillman. Deontay Johnson. Mm-hmm. Jamari Thrash. DeAndre Carter.
Who's that?
Michael Woods II. David Bell. Luke Fleurier.
Yeah, as of today, like you've got Bill Barnwell has you ranked
Davis.
29th, I think, out of 32 teams.
I'm surprised there's a few players. Behind us.
Or was it 31? I know it was towards the bottom. That just came out a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I know.
So McLaren and Judy, if it's the Judy we saw, you know, second half of the year minus the final two games, like, yeah, Judy looked like the guy that was drafted where he was drafted. He was incredible.
All right, guys, is there any argument you can give me? Because all my good sense says you would never do something like this in your entire life, Kenny. You just love him because you've liked his career, and maybe I do have an affinity for an Ohio State wide receiver. Okay, maybe I still am guilty as charged. Maybe there's a tinge still left in that heart. 216-474-0092. Should we go out and actually try to go get the guy? Because Mary Kay's like, oh, yeah, they're always looking, but she doesn't think that they would approach a guy like Terry McLaurin of the Washington Commanders to make a trade for a Terry McLaurin. And while we're mad, we should differentiate between Paul Dolan and the front office. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, Fat and Thin in the Morning on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My mind is telling me no, yeah, but my body is telling me yes.
You know, like there's no doubt that would get people fired up in a different way because, you know, you talk yourself into, hey, he could elevate. Now our wide receiving core could elevate any quarterback. So now you've got explosiveness. You've got this. You got that. The brains side of you as opposed to, you know, just the sheer emotion. You would tell yourself, or wouldn't you? You correct me if I'm wrong, that you'd want to match up, you know, your veteran, high-priced wide receiver, because that's exactly what McLaurin would be. Yeah. You'd want to match him up with your quarterback of the future. Well, you don't know if your quarterback of the future is on this roster.
Exactly.
And the odds are, I hate to say it, but the odds are against it, right?
Yeah.
Until we actually see real football, I think most people would assume that the odds are against it. And that really isn't any shade on Shedeur Sanders, on who he is, or Dylan Gabriel. It's just players taken where those guys were taken. Odds are they're not going to be starters. The odds are against them even to be backups.
He just kind of made me realize something. I wanted to get to this at 7, but I have to look myself dead in the hairy eyeballs here. What do I really expect out of this season? Because I'm like, well, maybe we can get to 7 wins. And it's like, how much of a difference does Terry McLaurin make? Because for a team, like if this were a few years ago where we were expecting before, it's like, yeah, go out and get Terry McLaurin because there is no tomorrow and you got to cash in and you got to see if you can, you know, approach a Super Bowl. So it would be, yeah, let's go out and get Terry McLaurin. But again, he's 30. And he's expensive, and the money doesn't count for me right now. I don't care, but he'd be expensive, but I have to deal with the freight later on. And the timeline might not be the timeline, because if my team is going to be good in the future, it's the same argument in so many ways we were having about Myles Garrett before. Like, are your timelines going to match where you can actually strike and be good while Myles is still good? Can you strike, which this guy is going to be as expensive as Miles, obviously, but can you strike and be good while Terry McLaurin's actually going to be good? And what difference does he make this year? Like, you asked me how much of a difference Jerry Jeudy makes from last year. So how much of a difference does he make? If what's the over-under, 4.5 or 5.5? Depending on the book. Say it's 5.5, all right? I'm going to be positive.
Middle it and say 5.
Over-under 5. If it's that right now with this roster as is, where you look at this, because you take a look at that wide receiver room and it's Jerry Jeudy and then the rest are question marks at best. There's a couple guys who I like, but who knows? Does he get you to 7?
Well,
Terry McLaurin get you to 7?
Yeah, think about last year.
That doesn't still get you to the playoffs.
Think about last year, the Jets. The Jets went and got, now granted, much older, right? But they got Devontae Adams and they had Garrett Wilson, right?
Correct.
How many games did they end up winning? 5. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers, it was a disastrous year.
This is frustrating. I'm sorry, because now I'm just thinking, like, everything in my mind. While
the Jets had Breece Hall.
I love Terry McLaurin. I love Terry McLaurin. Somebody just tweeted at us, you got to go Flacco if you get McLaurin, right? Well, yeah, you got to go. I think you go Flacco regardless. By the way, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I think you go Flacco regardless to at least start the season. But I think if you go out and you get Terry McLaurin, that's actually a hell of a thought, because if you go and you get Terry McLaurin, it's like, all right, Joe Flacco, we intend to start and finish the season with Joe, don't we? If you have Terry McLaurin, like, that changes what you're trying to do. And you could go, well, Ken, that doesn't matter because he's 40 years old and he's a journeyman. And then I would go, then why are we getting Terry McLaurin? So my brain is, my heart really wants a guy like that because I've loved him his entire career. And I thought he was one of the most underrated players altogether in all the NFL because of who he played for. And my mind just tells me, no, this is a bad decision. You can't do this. You can't bring him in. He's a good player, but he doesn't get you where you need to go. If I can get 7 wins out of it, hey, a guy who means 2 more wins, that's a big deal when you think about it from a wide receiver. If I could talk you into 7, if everybody's healthy and get you 2 more wins, it's a big deal. I get the 7 wins. So it's still not a playoff team. So it still doesn't help me. And so now, like, this is what sucks about this year and then the process to come. Now, it may change very quickly. You see the way it's changed with Washington here. If we find a quarterback this year, say Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders ends up being a guy who takes off, I would love that to happen, because then you're shopping again. Then we're having fun at the store again, because right now we're talking about necessities. You know, we're battening down the hatches. It's toilet paper. It's necessities of what you need to sustain life while you can. Because now I got to look at how am I going to have my offensive line for the future? Like, there's a lot of pressure on Zach Zinter. I can do that all day and talk to you about that all day. What am I going to do about my secondary here? Because MJ Emerson, I think, is in a put up or shut up year all of a sudden now, where we thought he had a bright future going into last season. Denzel Ward, I think you're blessed with every year you have with him. I mean, you can go right down the line for crying out loud. Greg Newsom isn't getting a contract here. So now how are you going to replace Greg Newsom? Because he can still be solid for you in so many ways. I already mentioned the offensive line. The wide receiver core, well, you're building from the future, but you're not getting your wide receiver. And I've said this, the big high-priced wide receiver, especially if you win seven games, you're still probably looking for a quarterback next year. So now if you win seven games, you're using those two first-round picks to move up and try to go out and get your quarterback. Or you're taking a guy who you don't like as much. And then you're not getting to have your fun with your shopping. So then I'm looking for a wide receiver when? In 2027 in the first round? Which is right where like Jeremiah Smith would line up, right? I'm just making sure because he's a rookie. He was a freshman this last year, so I'm okay. I got to make sure I get all my rods and cones together there. So that might be fun, but you're probably not going to be bad enough to take a guy like him. I'm just throwing it out there.
How many examples too? Just the post 30.
None of this makes sense.
Or it roughly just doesn't make around sense. 30 wide receiver, big name, and McLaren should be a big name. I don't know if he is a big name, but his play would represent a player that's a big name. How many guys switch teams and it works out in a big way? Like Diggs was in Buffalo. He ends up going over to Houston and, he's injured. It was not a great year.
That's true.
But I'm just trying to think of examples. Who are the guys around the age of 30 that switch teams in the
Saquon,
NFL?
How old Saquon Barkley? Probably a poor example. I don't know how old Saquon Barkley is. I mean, Saquon Barkley probably put himself in the Hall of Fame this last season. Because you got to win to be a running back in the NFL. You have to be a part of a great run. And I think you can make the argument by the time it's all said and done that maybe he's not. Maybe that's it. But I'm just saying he puts himself in a legendary category because they won the Super Bowl. I think it's probably there's a couple of guys throughout history, maybe like Charles Haley and a couple other guys are different positions. I'm not sure what it is with him. But like there's so many things as I say it. I think there's a lot of fans who are going, Ken, you're trying to talk yourself into something you don't even believe. And I don't believe it. 30 years old, expensive. I still don't have my quarterback. I got two first-round picks next year. I'm really only hurting my case for my future. And I would have to tell myself, Kenny, there's going to be other Terry McLaurins out there in the future when your team's ready to do it. So as much as I love Terry McLaurin, I mean, I'm talking myself out of it as it goes. As much as I really, really, really admire Terry McLaurin, I'm not in a position to go out and get him. It's my frustration with Andrew Berry not being able to draft wide receivers, but I know he's made good trades for wide receivers.
Yeah, it's crazy. In the NBA, we talk about LeBron and Durant were some of the big potential targets.
Yes.
From teams. One's 36, the other's 40. In the NFL, it's, 29, 30. You start hovering around that age.
Like, I've got a list of receivers over 30, and there's been a ton that have had good yardage years, but Brandon Marshall's the only one that I can see that is on he was with the Jets, and that's not the Brandon Marshall I remember.
Right.
You know, I remember the Broncos.
Of course. And there's guys who have aged well and have been able to fill roles. But, man, at that age, and you pay him that money, it would just seem to be the Hail Mary moves. And then I would say, are you trying to make yourself better? Or are you trying to throw up whatever Hail Mary you can to protect your job? And I think that a lot of people would look at it the other way, and that's irresponsible to the franchise. 2 second trivia coming up in less than an hour, 7:45. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. And Steve Phillips, remember him? Kind of calmed everybody down midday yesterday, and the Guardians have won 2 in a row. I do think we need to differentiate between Paul Dolan and this front office. There's a major difference coming up at 7:01 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.